The majordomo led us back through the house, resisting all attempts by Penny to open a conversation until we finally ended up before a closed door guarded by a dozen armed men. Hard-eyed types, with neat suits whose jackets had been expertly tailored to allow extra room for shoulder holsters. They all looked like they could take care of themselves and whoever paid their wages. The kind of men who are ready to take a bullet, but would much rather someone else did it first. 12 guards, one for each of the principals. They were all very professional, keeping their distance from each other while still carefully maintaining clear lines of sight, so no one could approach the principals without being seen and challenged. They nodded to the majordomo as she approached, while keeping their attention fixed firmly on me. I nodded briefly to the guards and headed for the closed door. They immediately closed ranks, placing themselves bodily between me and the door. Several of them drew their guns.
Told you so.
I considered the guards thoughtfully, and Penny looked at me in a resigned sort of way.
Try not to make too much of a mess, darling.
Hello there, what nice guns you have, and excellent reaction times. I'm impressed. Unfortunately for you, I am Ishmael Jones, and this is Penny Belcourt. We represent the organization. So, get out of the way like good little soldier boys before things get unfortunate.
Peace over die.
Oh, dear.
I slapped the gun right out of the guard's hand. And while he was standing there with his mouth hanging open, wondering what the hell had just happened, I kneed him briskly in the groin and elbowed him on the back of his neck as he bent over. Before the other guard could react, I was in and among them, grabbing guns out of their hands and throwing them away, bouncing a few off the nearest wall when necessary. A few managed to point their guns at me, but none of them got off a single shot. It was all over in a matter of moments.
Well done, dear.
The guards stared at me with shocked eyes, bewildered at how easily I disarmed them. The guard on the floor was still curled around his pain. I looked down at him dispassionately.
Shouldn't have been rude to me. The rest of you could, of course, try to defend the door with your bare hands. After all, there are 11 of you and only one of me. I suppose it is theoretically possible that one of you might get a lucky punch in before I make a hole in the wall with him.
The guards looked at each other and then looked at the majordomo.
Don't look at me. He told you he was organization.
I smiled at the majordomo as they moved away.
Keep an eye on them, because if I come back out and find one gun pointing in my direction, you're going to have to redecorate the whole corridor.
Suddenly, the guard I'd hit lurched back up to his feet and directed a punch at my face with all his strength. But my hand came up at the last moment to intercept it. His fist slammed into my open palm and stopped dead. My hand didn't budge an inch. The impact reverberated back through his arm until it hung limply at his side, paralyzed. They just don't make guards like they used to. I couldn't resist glancing at the majordomo. To my surprise, she was smiling just a little. Penny was grinning broadly. I nodded to her.
Ready to go see the principals?
Are they ready to see us?
Probably not, but then, who is?